Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Penichone is here. John is the CEO and founder of Vet to CEO, vettoceo.org. He has a crowdfunding group called FOLA, right? Is there a website there?
Yeah, folacapital.com, F-O-L-L-A.
So folks, check that out, especially if you're a veteran, if you're a woman, if you're a minority. Those people get a little extra special treatment, which I appreciate very much. John, as you look out across 2021, what do you see as opportunities for small businesses? We got a complete regulatory reversal coming at us. We may have a new tax scheme coming at us. We've got an energy policy that's going to perhaps be disrupted. And we got a disease that's still raging in a lot of ways with vaccines rolling out intermittently. As you look out across 2021, what do you see for small businesses?
You know, I'm an eternal optimist just because I was a paratrooper, right? We're always surrounded, outgunned, and hungry and tired, and you got to figure out how to win, right? So I always view this as all this chaos as within it, from it will emerge opportunities. And for those people that are opportunistic and optimists, they'll find those. They'll be looking for them. And I don't know what those will be, but I know it'll happen, right? So 2 years from now, we'll be looking at trends that occurred out of this that we all wish we thought of, you know, we thought about ahead of time. So that's the exciting part for me, is finding those seams where there's opportunities for small business.
Well, one thing I think is for sure that we're going to have to continue to do is, which we had to do in 2020, which I wrote a lot and talked a lot about, and that is the fact that whatever you thought you knew and whatever you thought you should be doing in January of 2020, those things are irrelevant and out of date going into 2021. Everything's been turned upside down, pretty much. A lot of things have, and customer expectations are different, and you have to learn to deal with it. And that's what you're talking about. And inside of dealing with it is where you're going to have to be looking for opportunities, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And crowdfunding has something to do with that I can comment on, you know, as a way of financing a business if the business is in duress right now, you know, and that's one of those new things that's emerging out of this coincidentally. And I think that's why I'm in that game right now, because I do think that's going to be the new normal going forward for small business.
Well, one thing I like about crowdfunding, if I like it as a building block toward becoming bankable. I think that, you know, the cost of money has an impact on your ability to grow profitably, and you want to be able to borrow money at a rate that you can service and still make a profit and then build on that and become less dependent upon debt or in time. And especially if people use crowdfunding as a stepping stone to be able to get the capital they need just to get started, just to do the early growth that the banks are uncomfortable with, even if you are bankable. If that's expensive, so be it, as long as it's on the way to becoming bankable, where you have, and I guess maybe what I shouldn't say, John, is bankable, but maybe have more options. What do you think?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Jim, and it's a matter of time and opportunity cost. So one thing about crowdfunding is people tend to invest in people they like or people that are like them, or they invest in tribes. So that's why we're focused on those groups I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, and on the flip side, traditional banks statistically don't loan to those folks. So take a restaurant that might be in duress right now, that might be minority owned, like we're working with one right now here locally, right? The people in that community want to see that restaurant survive, that, you know, are from that group. So you have a better chance of getting financing from the community right now, in my opinion, than you might go into the, going to a bank down the street trying to get a loan right now. Right. So that's a real example of, you know, how things are changing. And small businesses should adjust to that, and there's opportunity there if you think about it, right?
VetToCEO.org, folks, he's training people how to become entrepreneurs. The cost is nothing to you. You got to get signed up, though, VetToCEO.org. Hey, John, good job. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
All right, thank you very much,
we'll
Jim.
See you
thanks
next
for
time.
Having me.
John Penichon, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.